哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon studies.
好，我们继续来看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's continue to look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
啊，请翻到彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书的第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。十二节，十二节，你们这外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的应看见你们的好行为，在监察的日子便归荣耀给神。好，那这段呢是使徒彼得年老的时候所留给信徒的一个勉励。
And this is an encouragement left behind by an elderly Peter.
那不只是给当时候在患难逼迫当中的信徒。
And it was for the people of the time who were persecuted.
也是给我们所有在末世面对信仰挑战的每一位。
It is also for all of us who haveTrials in our faith.
啊，我们今天早上讲到啊，我们必须要拥有正确的身份。
And this morning we spoke of how we need to have a understanding of our status.
因为认识自己的身份，才知道应当自己应尽的本分。
Because we know of our status, we know what we need to do.
好，所以我们今天早上我们讲到我们有四个身份啊。
This morning we spoke of 4 things we need to do.
好，我们是被拣选的族类。
And first we are a chosen people.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度，
We are a holy nation.
是属神的子民，
We are his own special people.
所以我们的身份是尊贵的。
And therefore our status is precious.
我们有没有认清自己的身份？
Do we understand our status?
因为一个人如果今天看不清楚自己的身份，
Because a person does not understand his own status,
不明白自己的价值，
They do not understand their value.
可能会活出一个不配的人生来啊。
And they may live a life that is not worthy of their status.
如果今天你不知道自己是谁，
And today if you do not know who you are,
你自然不知道自己应当要做什么。
You naturally do not know what you need to do.
所以呢，要认清楚我们是被拣选的。
Therefore, we need to know that we are chosen.
不是普通人，我们是神所特别拣选出来的。
We are not just normal people, but rather we are chosen.
神从世界上众民之中拣选了你跟我。
God chose all of us from so many people in this world.
这是一种恩典。
This is a grace.
同时也是一种责任。
This is also responsibility.
更是一种新生命的要求。
It is also a new requirement for our life.
说到说我们是君尊的祭司啊。
It says we are a royal priesthood.
既然是祭司，就要活出一个祭司的生活。
Since we are a priest, we need to live a life of a priest.
祭司是站在神面前侍立的。
A priest is standing beside God.
他的存在的价值在于侍奉神。
And they exist because they need to serve God.
一个没有办法侍奉神的祭司。
A person who, a priest that cannot serve God.
就失去了他本身这个身份的荣耀。
Lost their original value and their status.
所以我们既然被神所拣选蒙恩，
Since we are chosen by God and have grace,
侍奉神成为了一种直接的责任跟要求。
To serve God has become a direct responsibility.
千万不要觉得我有来聚会就是我进了基督徒的本分。
Don't think that coming to service alone is something that you have already done.
更不要觉得说我有奉献，我已经比别人更好了。
And don't think that just because you give tithe that you're better than others.
神对我们有要求。
God has expectations from us.
是我们每个人要做祭司，活出祭司的生活。
It is that we live a life of a priest.
不只是做祭司。
Not to just only be a priest.
同时是要有君尊的祭司啊。
But also a royal priest.
能够在宝座上与神同掌王权。
To reign on the throne with God at the same time.
这个才叫做荣耀。
This is called glory.
第三个说到我们是圣洁的国度。
The third is to be a holy nation.
既然归属神进入一个新的国度。
Since we have already entered into the new kingdom.
就要遵照这个国度的法律 要求来生活。
We need to live accordingly to the laws of this new nation.
哦，所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们了。
And First Thessalonians it says.
他说神召我们不是要让你我沾染污秽啊。
And God called all of us not so that we can dirty ourselves.
乃是要叫我们成为圣洁。
But rather for us to be holy.
哦，所以保罗在以弗所书。
And Paul says in Ephesians.
哦，告诉我们说我们要活出一个配得的生活。
We need to live a life worthy of God.
啊，必须要什么？我们的生活必须要与得救的恩相称啊。
And our life needs to be, it needs to match with the salvation that we have received.
啊，叫做圣洁的国度哦。
It is a holy nation.
啊，所以我们今天检讨检讨自己的生活。
Today we need to examine our lives.
我们有没有像活在一个新的国度的人
？Do we live like someone who is in a new kingdom?
我们的生活里面有没有荣耀神的圣洁
？Do we are we glorifying God and keeping that holiness?
如果你今天生活跟不信主的人没有什么两样。
If our life is not any different from those who do not believe.
当你不在教会的时候。
Then when you are not in church.
当你在家里。
When you are at home.
啊，当你跟同事跟朋友在一起。
When you are with your coworkers.
你跟他们没有什么两样。
And you're no different from them.
也是一样，开口就骂人。
And you yell at people.
哦，在背后讲别人的闲话。
And you talk about people behind their backs.
哦，做一些不法的事情。
And you do some illegal things.
哦，结果呢，一到教会啊，突然又变成好人，变成义人。
But when you come to church, you become a different person.
他说你不是圣洁的国度啊。
And here it says you're not a righteous.
你不是属神的子民啊。
You're not a chosen people of God.
哦，所以第三个这里要求你我要成为圣洁。
And here the third one is that we need to be.
啊，不只是在教会里面
，not only inside church，
啊，并且要在我们的生活当中的每一部分
，but also in every aspect of our life。
啊，第四个身份叫做属神的子民呢
？The fourth status is to be His own special people。
啊，这个叫做自我的认知。
This is self-recognition.
认识到自己是谁。
We need to recognize who we are.
啊，并且尊重你所拥有的身份。
We also need to respect everything that we have.
啊，所以这个是早上我们谈到我们必须要有的四个身份。
These are the four statuses that we talked about this morning.
那我们继续来往下看看我们必须要尽的四个本分啊。
And let's continue to look and see what the four things we need to continue to do.
我们来看一下第九节啊。
Let's look at verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书的第二章。第九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse
9第九节这里后半段说要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德这里告诉我们说我们被赋予的第一个责任
And the latter half of verse 9 it says that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
啊，既然有了这个新的身份。
And since we have this new status.
啊，这个新的身份附带的就是神要我们所尽的本分。
And with this new status, it comes with responsibility.
啊，所以什么是本分？
What are our responsibilities?
啊，第一个本分就是要宣扬那招我们出黑暗这个神的名字啊。
The first is you may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness.
啊，所以我们今天既然信了耶稣。
Since we have come to believe in Christ.
就不要以耶稣为耻啊 ！Be ashamed of Jesus.
We should not be ashamed of Jesus.
啊，你在这里讲到说，你要宣扬，让众人知道你是信耶稣的。
Here it says you may proclaim, you have to proclaim so that other people can know.
啊，怎么样宣扬呢
？And how do you proclaim？
啊，很多人会觉得说，啊，那我就去传福音吧。
Many people would think that they need to go spread the gospel.
啊，传福音是一种宣扬的方式啊。
And preaching the gospel is one method of proclaiming.
啊，但是还有一个更重要的宣扬耶稣基督名的方法啊。
But there is an even more important way of proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ.
啊，就是我们生活的模式啊。
It is how we live our life.
啊，其实一个人啊，从你怎么生活就能够看出啊，你是一个什么样的人啊。
You can tell what kind of a person they are from the way they live.
啊，在这里说你要宣扬主耶稣的名。
Here it says you need to proclaim the name of Jesus.
宣扬主耶稣的奇妙。
To proclaim His wonderful, marvelous.
啊，不是只有嘴巴讲而已啊。
And it is not to just speak only.
啊，更是要在生活当中表现出信仰的好。
But also you need to act it out in your life.
啊，如果你今天不觉得信仰很好。
If you don't believe that to have faith is very good.
啊，或者是你只是嘴巴说信仰很好，但是生活当中看不出来。
If you only speak with your lips saying faith is good, but you don't live it out in your life.
很难宣扬。 扬主的奇妙啊。
Then it is very hard to proclaim His marvelous.
如果你跟别人见证说啊，信耶稣很不错。
If you tell people to believe in Christ, it's good.
啊，但是你整天自己愁眉苦脸的。
But every single day, your face is always frowning.
啊，如果你告诉别人信耶稣有恩典。
If you tell others that to believe in Christ, you will have grace.
但是你整天家里吵吵闹闹，像战场一样。
But every single day in your family life, it is like a battlefield.
如果你跟人家讲信耶稣有平安。
If you tell people to believe in Christ is to have peace.
但是你整天担心东担心西的，快要忧郁症啊。
But you yourself are worrying everything about everything and to the point where you almost have depression.
请问一下你的生活如何能够去宣告耶稣基督的奇妙呢？
And therefore, how can you proclaim His praises in your life?
好，所以在这里告诉我们说，第一个，我们要能够去宣扬主耶稣的奇妙。
And the first one says we need to proclaim the praises of Him.
要从我们生命当中的见证开始啊。
We need to start from the testimonies in our life.
真的有的信徒真的很好哦。
And some members are very good.
他们可能嘴巴不太说。
Although their lips do not speak.
但是在他们身边的人都能够感受到，原来信主的人真的不一样。
But they are able to let people around them feel that to believe in Christ is a very good thing.
圣经里面讲到一个人呐。
And the Bible mentions one person.
我们来看一下使徒行传哦。
Let's take a look.In Acts,
我们看《使徒行传》的第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
十一章哦。
Chapter 11.
我们看《使徒行传》的第十一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 11.
第二十四节啊。
Verse 24.
使徒行传》的第十一章的第二十四节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 24.
二十四节这里说。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主啊。那在圣经里面讲到有一个人叫做巴拿巴啊。
And the Bible mentions a person named Barnabas.
啊，这个巴拿巴啊，圣经里面讲说他是一个好人啊。
Barnabas was a very good person.
啊，所以啊，很多人信了耶稣哦。
Therefore, many people believed.Because of him.
圣经没有讲到巴拿巴很会行神迹啊。
The Bible did not mention Barnabas was able to perform miracles.
事实上，圣经里从来没有记载巴拿巴有行过神迹。
The Bible has never mentioned Barnabas performing any miracles.
圣经里面也没有讲到巴拿巴口才很好，很会布道啊。
Nor has the Bible mentioned that Barnabas is very eloquent and good at preaching the gospel.
圣经里面从来没有记载过他的布道。
The Bible has never mentioned him preaching.
所以看起来他不像彼得，不像保罗这么有恩赐。
When you look at it, he doesn't seem as talented as Paul or Peter.
但是在这里圣经讲说巴拿巴是个好人。
But here the Bible mentions that he was a good man.
因此于是有许多人信了耶稣啊。
And as a result, a great many people were added to the Lord.
所以巴拿巴的生命他本身就是一个活见证。
Therefore, Barnabas' entire life was a living testimony.
巴拿巴用他的生活来宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
He used his life as a way to proclaim the name of Jesus.
所以我们今天要看看自己的生活啊。
Today we need to look at our own lives.
在别人的眼中，我们是一个怎么样的人？
In the eyes of other people, what kind of a person are we?
我们的生活荣耀了主耶稣的名吗？
Have we glorified the name of Jesus in our life?
我们跟别人、跟朋友的互动，有宣告、有宣扬那耶稣基督的美德吗？
In our interactions with our friends, have we proclaimed the praises of Him who has saved us?
还是人家因为看到你，所以不愿意信耶稣啦？
Or is it that when people look at us, they don't want to believe in Christ?
啊，因为认识你。所以觉得基督徒真的不怎么样啊。
That because they know you, they don't think that believing in Christ is such a good thing.
哦，所以第一个我们要宣告耶稣的奇妙。
The first thing we need to do is to proclaim His praises.
就要从我们的生活做起。
We need to start from our life.
啊，生活当中我们要有恩典。
In our lives, we need to have blessings.
啊，家庭里面要有和乐。
In our family, we need to have peace.
啊，生活当中必须要有神的看顾。
And in our life, we need to have the guidance of God.
在工作当中必须要有更高的价值。
And in our workplace, we need to have a higher value.
啊，在人生当中要看到更美的盼望。
And in our lives, we need to look for this greater hope.
啊，使人看到你就知道你不一样。
So that when people look at us, they think that we are different.
请问你有吗？
And may I ask you, have you...Have this.
请问你宣告了、宣扬了什么？
What have you proclaimed?
请问你的生活表现出什么样的模式？
And what have you exemplified in your life.
好，所以在这里第一个跟我们的要求啊。
And here the first requirement.
说要宣扬那招我们的神啊。
Is to proclaim the praises of him.
啊，这个宣扬也是一种见证啊。
And to proclaim is a type of testimony.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的第四十三章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书的第四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书四十三章的第二十一节啊。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21。
我们看二十节啊。
Let's look at verse 20。
二十节，野地的走兽尊重我，野狗跟鸵鸟也必如此，因我使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好赐给我的百姓，我的选民喝。二十一节。
21。
二十一节，这百姓是我为自己所造。好述说我的美德哈，所以在这里啊，主耶稣对我们有一个期望啊。
And here, the Lord Jesus Christ has an expectation.
他说：“神造我们就是要去宣扬他的奇妙跟他的美德。”
That God has created us so that we can go proclaim His name.
所以这是给我们每一个人的责任。
And this is aresponsibility given to all of us.
就是跟我们身旁的人来分享耶稣基督的奇妙跟他的见证。
It is to share with the people around us the testimonies of Jesus
Christ. 但是在要宣扬主耶稣的见证。
And we need to preach, proclaim His name.
有两个要求啊。
There are two requirements.
啊，第一个要求。
And the first requirement.
你必须要看见你生命当中的见证啊。
You need to be able to see the testimonies in your own life.
如果你觉得你生命当中没有见证。
If you feel that you have no testimonies in your life.
如果你觉得信仰对你生活一点帮助都没有。
If you feel that, faith has no help in your life.
如果你走了这么长的路却没有看到神任何的作为。
If you have walked this long road and you don't see anything that God has done for you.
别人一问你信耶稣好不好啊，不知道啦，应该还可以吧。
And when other people ask you how it is to believe in Christ, you say, I don't know.
啊，你为什么要去信耶稣啊？不知道啊，从以前到现在都是这样，哎，懵逼呀，哎，反正就是去就去吧，习惯啦。
And when people ask you why do you go to church, you just say, oh, it's a habit.
你要怎么样宣告耶稣的奇妙？
How can you proclaim His praises?
如果你自己都不觉得信仰有任何的奇妙。
If you yourself do not even feel that there is something great in believing.
哦，所以信仰一定要有体验。
And in our faith, we need to have experience.
才会成为真实。
So that it can become true.
哦，所以如果你今天，如果我们今天自己信仰当中没有体验的哦。
If in our lives we have no experience in our faith.
没有看过神的作为的。
We have never seen the works of God.
你真的要努力祷告求神让你看见啊。
And you truly need to work harder and pray harder.
我们不是求神迹哦，不太一样哦。
We do not ask for miracles.
你不要跪下来说主啊，让天使跑下来啊，让天开啊，不是求这个啊。
And don't kneel down and ask God.For the heavens to open or for angels to come down.
而是你要求让你的生活当中信仰里面看见主大能的膀臂在帮助你啊。
But rather to ask God to help you see His great works in your life.
啊，使你今天的信仰成为真实。
So that your faith can become true.
变成直接的体验。
So that it can be a direct experience.
变成一种真实的认识。
And so that it can be a true recognition.
那所以啊，信仰不要成为一种理论。
And our faith should not be anything.
聚会不要成为一种知识的累积。
And to come to service is not just to gain knowledge.
一个人今天信耶稣要信到摸到神啊。
A person needs to believe to the point where they're able to experience God.
因为如果你今天没有摸到神。
For if you have never felt God.
请问你要宣告什么？
Then how can you proclaim anything?
如果你今天没有摸到神。
If you have never touched God.
请问你今天要告诉你的儿女什么？
Then how can you tell your children anything?
有一天当你的孩子问你啊。
One day when your children ask you.
我们为什么要在真耶稣教会？
Why do we need to be in true Jesus Church?
为什么要信耶稣？
Why do we need to believe in God?
请问你有没有答案给他们？
And do you have an answer to give them?
哦，所以今天要能够宣告主的奇妙。
And today we need to be able to proclaim His praises.
第一，你必须要有亲身的体验跟见证。
And first, you need to have your own testimonies.
啊，第二，你必须要勇敢啊。
And the second is you need to have courage.
有些人不敢讲啊。
Some people don't have the courage to speak.
有些人以福音为耻啊。Ashamed of the gospel.
And some people are ashamed of the gospel.
哦，所以不愿意讲。
And they don't willingly say it.
那但是保罗对提摩太说哦。
But Paul told Peter.
他说
told Timothy.
啊，保罗对提摩太说，神所赐给我们是刚强仁爱勇敢的心啊。
God has given us a strong and courageous heart.
哦，所以不要不敢说啊。
And therefore do not be afraid to speak.
那在约翰福音里面讲到有两个老人哦。
And the Gospel of John there mentions two elderly people.
我们来看一下约翰福音啊。
Let's look at John chapter, the book of John.
我们看约翰福音的第二十第 19章哦。
Let's look at John chapter 19.
约翰福音的第19章。
John chapter 19.
第38节。
Verse 38.
约翰福音的第19章第38节。
John chapter 19, verse 38.
他说这些事以后有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒只因怕犹太人就暗暗做门徒他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去比拉多允准他就把耶稣的身体领去了39
39
又有尼哥底母就是先前夜里去见耶稣的带着没药和沉香约有100斤前来而这当在这里讲到有两个人啊
And here mentions two people.
一个叫做亚利马太的约瑟
First is Joseph of Arimathea
一个叫做尼哥底母啊
The second one is Nicodemus
在这里讲到这两个人啊圣经把它放在一起啊
And the Bible put these two characters together
是很值得我们去思想的、
啊、It is something for us to ponder upon
亚利马太的约瑟叫做暗暗做门徒的
The Joseph of Arimathea was a disciple but secretly
那个尼哥底母叫做夜里见耶稣的啊。
And Nicodemus was someone who came to Jesus by night.
这两个人都是有身份、有地位、有钱人啊。
Both these people are people who have status and wealth.
所以他们原本是觉得信耶稣很丢脸的、啊。
Originally they felt that believing in Christ was something to be ashamed of.
因为在那个时代，信耶稣是很丢脸的事情啊。
For during this period of time, it was something to be ashamed of if you believed in
Christ. 因为耶稣只是一个穷木匠的儿子啊。
For Jesus was someone who was a son of a carpenter.
耶稣也没有受过什么高等的文士教育啊。
And Jesus has not received any teachings.
A scribe school, huh?
Oh, scribe school.
所以啊，在众很多人的眼里看，耶稣这个是什么？没有这个，这不知道哪个地方来的。
In the eyes of many people, they're like, who is this person? Where does he come from?
所以很多人就看轻他。
And people look down upon him.
同时也看清那些跟随他的人。
They also look down upon those who follow Jesus.
所以这个约瑟跟尼哥底母他们是有身份的尊贵人啊。
Both Joseph and Nicodemus were someone who had status.
原本是不敢承认信耶稣的。
And originally they did not want to proclaim that they believed in Jesus.
但是当他们看到耶稣怎么样钉十字架。
But after they saw that Jesus was crucified.
怎么样为他们流血。
How he bled for them.
所以当众人都跑掉啦。
And after everybody had run away,
人家看到好像基督教失败啦。
And people felt that the Christians have failed.
这个教主都被钉死啦。
And
even the leader.
And the leader is already dead.
所以啊，大家都跑掉啦。
And everybody has run off.
在这个时候，这两个偷偷摸摸做门徒的，居然就站出来啦。
During this time, these two disciples who had secretly been following Jesus came out.
别人怎么看我不在乎啦。
And how other people looked at us, I do not care.
我是耶稣的门徒。
I am a disciple of Jesus.
我站出来宣告我主的死。
I will step out and proclaim the death of my Lord.
这个叫做勇敢啊。
This is called courage.
所以今天要宣告耶稣基督的奇妙哦。
And today we need to proclaim the wonders of Jesus Christ.
第一，你生命当中必须要有见证。
First, we need to have our testimonies.
第二，你必须要勇敢的与众人分享。
And second is we need to have the courage to share with people.
才叫做宣扬耶稣的美德啊。
And this is to proclaim the wonderful grace of God.
我们看回来彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
11节啊。
Verse 11.
彼得前书的第二章第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是你们是客旅的，是寄居的，这里告诉我们说，我们第二个本分。
And in verse 11, it tells us the second thing that we need to do.
说我们是客旅，是寄居的。
That we are sojourners and pilgrims.
这个是我们今天要得到荣耀、要成功人生很重要的一个观念啊。
This is an understanding that we need to have a successful life.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他说，如果一个人信耶稣信了一辈子，
If a person believes in Jesus for their whole entire life.
他说，如果你信主信了一辈子，只在今生有指望啊。
If you believe in Christ for your whole life, but you only have hope in this world.
他说你比众人都可怜啊。
Then you are more sad than anybody else.
他说信耶稣信到没有天国的盼望。
If you believe in God to the point where there's no hope in heaven.
信耶稣信到只是拼命在世上赚钱。
If you believe in Christ when you only work in this world.
只在乎世界上的事情。
And you only care about things in this world.
他说你比众人都可怜哦。
Then you are more sadder than anybody else.
所以在这里告诉我们说，弟兄啊，你不要忘记啦。
And here it says, brothers and sisters, do not forget.
你是客旅，是寄居的啊。
That we are all sojourners and pilgrims.
那我们今天如果出去玩哦。
Today when we go out to have fun.
你说我们今天去旅行啦。
For example, when you go on vacation.
啊，你旅行啊，三天五天就要回来了嘛，对不对？
And you go for 3-5 days.
你会把家里所有的东西都带去吗？
Would you bring everything in your home?
啊，你说啊，我今天到 Connecticut 去玩一下，玩个两天就回来了。
And you say today you're going to Connecticut and you go for two days.
啊，那个棉被也带，枕头也带。连床垫都带去啊
！And you bring your pillow, your mattress, and your blankets.
好，锅子、碗、锅碗瓢盆，通通都要。
And you bring everything, like cooking pots and plates.
应该不会有人这样子去旅行的吧
？And no one would want to do this.
啊，我是有遇到一个朋友是这样啦。
I have encountered a friend who did this.
啊，我那时候去机场接他哦。
I went to the airport to pick him up.
哦，他是从他从北京来美国哦，那个游学啊，短暂的游学啊。
He had come from Beijing to America for a study abroad.
啊，只是啊，读个几个月就要回去了、啊。
He was only here for a couple of months.
那我在机场接他，我都不知道怎么样把他的行李塞到我的车子里面啊。
And when I picked him up at the airport, I had no idea how I could fit
everything of his into my car. 他居然真的带棉被来耶！
He brought his own blanket.
带棉被，带枕头。
And he brought his blankets and his pillows.
最离谱的，他居然带锅子来啊。
And what's even more dramatic is he brought his own pot.
那我带他到住的地方啊，拿下去帮他整理行李的时候啊。
And when I took him to the place where he was gonna live.
我不禁要问他说，请问你带卫生纸来干什么？
And I asked him, why did you bring napkins?
啊，真的。Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
真的啊，他的包包里面一桶又一桶的那个卫生纸啊。
And he had bags of toilet paper.
啊，这是很诡异的事情啊。
And this is very odd.
他说啊，我姥姥说怕美国没有得买啊。
And he said, my grandmother said that I might not be able to buy it here in America.
我说你是来美国，不是去非洲啊。
And I told him you came to America, not Africa.
哦，所以啊，他带了好多很多的行李来啊。
And so he brought a lot.Of luggages.
啊，大部分东西后来都丢掉啊。
And in the end, he ended up throwing a lot of it out.
为什么？因为你只是短暂的停留。
For his, he it was just a short journey.
你要带着一大堆的东西是非常不方便的。
And to bring many many things is very inconvenient.
啊，我们今天有的人啊，在同一个地方已经住很久了哦。
Today we have many people who have lived in the same place for a long time.
如果你在一个地方，同样一个地方已经住上10年、20年以上啊。
If you have lived in the same place for 10-20 years.
啊，叫你搬家啊，好像噩梦。
If I were to tell you to move, it would be like a nightmare.
为什么？因为你东西很多啊。
Because you have many things.
你累积的太多，丢也不是，带又带不走。
You've accumulated many things, and you do not want to throw it out.
啊，所以只好继续留在原地，不敢移动啊。
And therefore, you would just stay in the same place and not move.
啊，但是圣经里面告诉我们说，我们要有着寄居的生活的精神啊。
Well, the Bible tells us we need to have the mindset of a sojourner.
他说不要忘记啊，你只是客旅，只是寄居的。
Do not forget that you're just a sojourner.
啊，既然你只是客旅，你只是来做客的哈。
Since you are just a guest.
啊，就是不，你就不要带着太多的东西。
Do not bring so many things with you.
因为你带着太多东西，你就没有办法往前进啊。
For if you bring so many things with you, you cannot move forward.
啊，所以这到底告诉我们什么
？And what does this tell us?
它告诉我们说啊，生活简单一点就好啦。
It tells us that we need to live a simple life.
有时候我们不断的在追求，不断的在累积啊。
Many times we continue to pursue after an accumulation.
可是我们追求，我们累积到最后只是一种感觉，我们感觉很好而已啊。
But after we have accumulated so many things, in the end, it's just a feeling. You just feel good that you have accumulated so many things.
啊，请问你在银行里面，你有10万块跟12万，其实对你有差吗
？Does it matter how much money you have in your bank?
请问你有100万，如果你不用的话，如果你有100万跟120万，对你有差吗
？If you have 10,000 or 12,000, does it matter?
你可能会觉得差很多啊。
And you may think that it is a big difference.
为什么差很多？
Why does it make a big difference?
我可以买两栋房子啊。
You can buy 2 houses.
但是你再想一想啊。
But if you think about it.
请问你买两栋房子跟一栋房子有差很多吗？
Is it a big difference if you have 2 houses or 1 house?
你说有吗？我有两栋房子，我一间可以收租金啊，我可以多赚一点啊。
And you say there is, I can rent out my second house and I can make more money.
又回到原来的又回到原来的那一点了、啊。请问你多了这几千块钱，对你生活差很多吗
？And we go back to the question from before. Just because you have this extra thing doesn't matter.
Doesn't 你说 matter. 有，我钱多，我可以餐餐吃龙虾。
And you say it matters because if I have more money, I can eat lobster every meal.
你有办法吗
？Is that can you do this?
所以你 有没有钱，其实你吃的东西也是差不多，对不对？
Whether or not you have money, everything you eat is the same.
你有两栋房子，你还是睡在那一个房间、那个床上，对不对？
You have two houses, but you can only sleep in one bed.
我们仔细，如果把它仔细把它拆散了去想哦，就想到最基本你生活上的需要啊。
When you tear it all apart and you think about the basic requirements in life.
请问一下，你很多钱跟一点钱，你的生活、你的吃用有差很多吗？
Does it matter whether or not you have so much money or so little money? Does your life change the way you live?
你不会说因为我今天很有钱，所以我一天要吃八餐吧？
You can't say that just because I have more money now I can eat 8 meals a day.
肚子就是这么大而已啊。
Your stomach is only so big.
所以啊，今天不是说叫我们不要努力工作哦。
And it is not to say that we do not need to work hard.
我们需要努力工作。
We need to work hard.
我们喜欢，我们累积财富也没有关系。
To accumulate wealth is not a bad thing.
但是不要忘记你活着不是为了赚钱。
But do not forget that you live not to make money.
你存在的目的不是工作啊。
You live not to work.
如果你今天活着只为了工作。
If you live only to work.
你唯一的快乐就是看到你的财富增加。
Your only happiness comes from your wealth accumulation.
当有一天你要离开这个世界，
and one day when you need to leave this world，
寄居的人生就是要离开的人生啊。
Everything you've accumulated, you need to leave behind.
请问你要离开的时候，你什么都带不走，你要怎么办？
And when you need to leave, you cannot take anything with you.
他说呀，在传道书里面告诉我们啊。
And Ecclesiastes tells us.
他说有一个人。
There is a person.
工作，工作，工作。
He worked very hard.
赚钱，赚钱，赚钱。
And he made money.
啊，什么都不管，就是钱，钱，钱。
And he didn't care about anything except making money.
但是当他年老的时候，哈。
But when he was old.
他突然左右看看啊。
He looked left and right.
他说啊，我工作辛苦了一辈子。
I've worked hard my entire life.
没有家人跟我分享。
There is no family member to share with.
他说我辛辛苦苦是为了什么啊？
And what have I worked so hard for?
他说一个人如果到最后不能认识到自己赚钱的原因跟目的啊。
If a person works so hard and in the end they cannot understand what their purpose of working so hard for.
不能够在人生里面找到一个更高的价值啊。
They cannot find a higher value in their life.
啊，等你老的时候你回头一看啊。
And when you are old and you turn back and look.
请问我这一辈子到底拥有什么？
What do you have in your whole life?
我们今天回头去想一想啊。
Let's look back on our life.
我们现在几岁了啊？
How old are we?
四十岁。
40?
50?
50?
60?
60?
请问你回头去想过去的30年啊。
And just think back to the past 30 years.
请问你过去30年当中有多少值得你去纪念、怀念、让你觉得快乐的事情？
In the past 30 years, what things in your life have made you happy?
赚赚赚，钱钱钱。
And you just make money.
你唯一的快乐就是数钱啊。
And your only happiness comes from counting money.
啊，等有一天啊，钱财无用的时候啊。
And wait until the day when that money you cannot do anything with the money.
请问你的快乐在哪里？
Then where does your money come from?
所以一个人如果生命当中唯一的喜乐就是算钱啊。
If your happiness comes from just counting money.
你回想过去这三十年。
If you think about the past 30 years.
你没有什么值得纪念的事情。
There is nothing that is memorable.
没有什么让你很感动的时刻。
There is not a moment where you are very.
没有什么让你很珍惜的回忆。
There is not precious memory.
为了要省钱不出去玩。
And for the sake of saving money, you do not go out to have fun.
为了要省钱哪里都不去，什么地方都不吃，不敢不出去吃饭。
For the sake of saving money, you do not go out to eat.
所以你太太说，哇，今天结婚纪念吃去吃个饭，吃什么饭？
And if your wife says today's our anniversary, let's go out to eat, and you say, for what?
如果你结婚一辈子还没有买过一朵花送给你太太，
if you have been married for a long time and you've never bought a flower for your wife,
请问你的钱钱钱到底对你有什么意义？
Then what is all this money for?
好，所以如果我们不懂得善用我们的钱财，
if we do not know how to utilize our wealth,
把我们所拥有的财富转换成一种美丽的回忆。
To turn the money that we make into a beautiful memory.
不懂得用它来珍惜自己的家人，照顾自己的家人。
And if we do not know how to use that wealth money to take care of our family members.
钱财对我们来讲只是一种伤害而已啊。
Then the money that we have is just causing hurt.
只是一个数字，没有任何的意义。
It is just a number and it has no meaning.
哦，所以啊，我之前啊，遇到一个信徒，他跟我说哈。
And I've encountered a member who told me.
他说啊，他认识有一对老夫妻啊。
He told me that he knows of an old elderly couple.
哇，非常有钱啊。
And they have a lot of money.
啊，但是啊，一块钱都不花。
But they don't spend any of it.
哦，甚至连真的是一块都不花哦。
They don't even spend a dollar.
为了花一块钱还会吵架啊。
And they would argue over spending a dollar.
他的小孩啊，要去买东西啊, 跟爸爸要一块, 不可以, 啊,
and,
不可以花。
And their child wants something, but then the parents would deny them.
哇，结果啊，哇，整天这样子啊, 家里就是赚钱存钱, 全部塞在床底下。
And all day long they would be earning money and they would just save all of it.
啊，结果啊，后来通通没有啦。
But in the end they lost all of it.
啊，贪官嘛, 后来一被抓, 哇, 钱很多啊, 他是那个什么 corruption 那个 officer 哈。
Oh, and he was a corruption officer, and so in the end he couldn't use any of it.
哦，所以啊，拼命攒钱，但是不知道钱拿来干嘛。
He worked so hard to save the money, but in the end did not know what to do with the money.
这种人生叫做可悲呀。
This is a very sad life.
我们今天不要浪费。
And today we should not waste.
我们今天工作要努力。
We need to work hard.
但是不要忘记神赐我们财富是为了什么。
We need to understand why God would give us money.
是让我们享受我们的人生。
It is for us to enjoy our life.
是让我们能够疼惜我们身旁所爱的人。
It is for us to appreciate those around us.
所以不要浪费。
So therefore we should not be wasteful.
但是也不要过分小气啊。
But we should not be so stingy.
好，所以在这里讲说我们是寄居的。
And therefore we are sojourners.
寄居的就是要移动啊。
And sojourners are always on the move.
寄居的就是啊, 要, 你要移动, 你必须要什么? 你要很清省, 你东西不能太多啊。
And as a pilgrim, you cannot have so many things because you're constantly on the move.
因为你带了太多东西, 你就搬不了家了。
Because you have so many things, you cannot move.
今天啊, 真的啊, 如果我们必须啊, 工, 今天如果工作要求你 3年搬一次家。
And today, if your work requires you to move every 3 years,
我告诉你啊, 我们家里啊没有什么东西啊。
And I tell you, in my household, we don't have many things.
因为你每次要买的时候啊,
because every time you need to buy something,
哇, 又想花钱买东西了,
you want to spend the money to buy something.
想一想啊, 哇, 3年之后又要搬家, 这个带不走啊, 很麻烦啊, 很重啊, 不买了, 不买了。
But when you think about it, we need to move in 3 years, I don't want to buy this.
如果你知道你很快就要搬家了,
if you know you're moving very quickly,
你对生活的要求不会太高,
your requirements for life will not be so high.
你对物质的追求不会太高,
you will not pursue after materialism.
因为拥有越多，行动越不方便。
Because the more you have, the more hectic it is to move.
所以啊，我们看到有些啊弟兄姐妹啊去过非洲再回来哈。
And when you look at brothers and sisters who have gone to Africa,
回来以后突然发觉啊，其实啊太多东西都是多余的。
After they come back from Africa, they feel that the more you have, it is more burdensome.
啊，只是麻烦而已啊。
It is more burdensome.
有时候简单的生活也是一种幸福哦。
And to live a simple life is a type of happiness.
你看啊, 我们生活当中花很多时间在做选择, 做决定啊。
In our lives, we spend much time making decisions.
啊, 从早上起来, 第一件事情啊,
and from the moment we wake up,
请问我今天要用什么化妆品?
What type of makeup should I use?
第二, 我今天要穿着哪一套洋装啊, 服饰?
What dress should I wear today?
然后呢, 再为了要穿哪一套, 再跟鞋子打架, 哇, 那个, 哪一套要配哪一双鞋?
And because of the outfit that you choose, you have to think about what shoes to wear.
啊, 因为衣服太多, 鞋子更多啊。
And because you have so many clothes, you have a lot of shoes as well.
哦, 所以交叉相乘啊, 那个选择太多了。
And you have so many options.
啊，到最后啊， 搞了2个小时， 还搞不定到底要穿什么啊。
That after 2 hours, you still haven't figured out what you want to wear.
人生何等的郁闷啊。
And there's so many decisions to make.
好，所以啊， 有时候啊， 你会发觉说， 拥有不多， 生活比较单纯啊。
And at times you find that the less you have, the simpler the life is.
啊， 因为你的选择很少， 所以你不用多想。
Because you have not many limited choices, so you don't have to think so hard.
好，所以啊， 寄居的人生叫做， 寄居的人生叫做简单的人生。
And a life of a pilgrim is a simple life.
好，所以啊， 我们今天生活要简单一点啊。
Today we need to have a simple life.
啊， 圣经里面说， 有衣有食， 你就应当知足。
And we should be content with what we have.
因为什么？ 因为总有一天， 我们很快就要离开啦。
For there will be a day when we need to leave.
啊， 如果你今天带的太多啊，
If you bring too much with you,
你要离开就困难啦。
Then when you want to leave, it is very difficult.
我们再唱回来， 彼得前书的第二章啊。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
11节啊。
11.
11节,
11.
啊, 在这里说啊, 亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们是客旅, 是寄居的, 所以我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲, 这私欲是与灵魂征战的, 啊, 这里告诉我们第三个, 我们应尽的本分啊,
Here it tells us the third requirement.
就是要禁戒肉体的私欲。
It is to abstain from fleshly lust.
啊, 什么叫做禁戒肉体的私欲?
What does it mean to abstain from fleshly lust?
就是你心中有一个欲望。
It is the desire in your heart.
但是你要试图, 你要努力把它压制克服它。
We need to work hard to overcome it.
今天我们想要的东西很多啊。
Today there are many things that we want.
啊，真的，我们现在是属于在一种资讯爆炸，哇，那个广告啊，天天电视里面广告不停的播，不停的播啊。
And daily on the news, there's always advertisements.
那为什么要不停的播广告呢
？And why are there so many advertisements?
因为社会不断的要灌输我们一些社会的价值观。
Because the society wants to brainwash us.
你只要用了这个化妆品，你就会跟这个女生一样美丽。
As long as you use this makeup product, you will be as pretty as this model.
骗人的啦。
And this is all a lie.
你只要穿上这个带着这个名牌的包，你就跟这个女的一样有气质。
If you have this designer bag, you will be as graceful as this model.
骗人的啦。
And this is all a lie.
啊，讲实话哦，有的包包我们拿起来哦，别人也看不出来到底是真的还假的啦。
And some bags, when you look at it, you cannot even tell if it's real or not.
哦，你说哇，那个钻石恒久远啊，这个情意表真情啊。你就说啊，你那个哇，一定广告一定告诉你说要有钻石，要几克拉才是真情啊。
And advertisements will tell you. How many carats you should have for it to be true?
Genuine love, huh?
Genuine love.
我告诉你啦。
And I tell you.
大部分哦，我们在座的哈、哦。
All of us sitting here.
我们啊，钻石跟玻璃啊，其实你分不出来啊。
And you cannot tell the difference from glass or diamond.
哦，我们当中可能有特例啦，特别懂行的，那我不讲哈、哦。
And some of us may have a deeper understanding of it.
我们在座的。在座大部分的人给你选，你可能会选玻璃啊，啊，这个比较亮啊。
But most of us sitting here would choose glass over diamond, for it is more shiny.
其实意义很有很大的意义吗
？And is there a deeper meaning?
只是广告不断的在宣传，不断的给你洗脑，不断的告诉你说那个是人生值得追求的价值。
It is rather advertisement brainwashing us to give us an ideal of what we have.
啊，但是你真的戴在手上，你就戴在手上，你真的有比较高贵吗
？But when you put it on your hand, is it really more?Valuable.
真的让你比较有价值吗
？Is it does it give you
more value?
Is it more valuable?
其实没有啊。
It is not.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，不要被环境不断的在影响我们的思想哦。
Today we should not let our environments influence our thoughts.
我们都有欲望。
We all have desires.
哦，我们想要的东西很多。
We all have things that we want.
啊，世界不断的告诉我们说，你要有这个，你要有那个才是成功。
The world constantly tells us what we need to have to be successful.
这个叫做肉体的私欲啊。
This is calledfleshly desires.
啊，但是在这里，圣经告诉我们说，我们要禁戒它。
But the Bible tells us we need to conquer it.
不是说不可以拥有它哦。
It is not to say that we cannot have that.
哦，你喜欢好的包包，你就去买那个，这是你自己的选择啊。
If you like designer bags, it is there's nothing wrong with you buying.
但是在这里说，你不要陷到里面去啦。
But here it says we should not fall into the trap.
没有这个包，我活不下去。
That you cannot live without the bag.
没有这一套衣服，我活不下去。
That if you do not have the outfit, you cannot live.
今天我看到我不买，我活不下去啦。
That if you do not buy something that you want, you can't live anymore.
这个叫做你被私欲所控制了。
This is called being controlled by desire.
所以啊，今天我们要做自己生命的主人。
Today we need to be the masters of our life.
而不是被肉体的想要所控制了。
But rather, and not to be controlled by our desires.
因为如果你想要的很多。
Because if you have so many things you want.
想要跟需要是不一样的。
To want something and to need something is a big difference.
如果你今天想要的很多。
If you have many things that you want.
而且你如果得不到你活不下去。
And if you do not get them, you feel like you cannot live.
你就必须要更努力的工作，更努力赚钱来达到你的欲望。
And you work even harder to get to what you want.
那你就越来越少时间认识神，亲近神。
Then you have even less time to draw closer to God.
哦，所以啊，世界是很公平的。
And the world is very fair.
你对世界越重视，你对神的部分就越少。
The more time you spend with the world, the less time you spend with God.
啊，这个是没有办法，因为你的时间是有限的。
This is inevitable because our time is limited.
哦，所以主耶稣说啊，一个人啊，不能有两个主啊。
Jesus says we cannot have two masters.
啊，不是重这个就是轻那个。
It is one or the other.
不是爱这个就是恨那个。
It's either you love something or you hate something.
我说呀，你的肉体的私欲不断的告诉你买、拥有、追求。
And our fleshly desires will tell us to buy.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说你要禁戒它。
But here it says we need to conquer it.
好，因为你有更高的价值、更重要的追求。
For we have something of higher value to pursue after.
人生、工作提供生活的所需。
And in our lives, we work so that we can provide for our lives.
但是人活着绝对不是纯粹为了工作而已。
But we do not live to work.
拥有财富，照顾自己的家人，有更好的生活。
To have wealth to take care of our family and to have a better life.
但是钱绝对没有办法给你一个幸福的人生。
But wealth cannot give you a happy life.
所以真正的价值不在于财富。
And our true value is not in our wealth.
真正的幸福不在于拥有的物质。
True happiness does not come from the materialistic.
有一个更高的追求，更美的，更有一个更美的追求，更高的价值。
There is a higher pursuit.
是我们需要去追求去看见的。
It is something for us to pursue after and to see.
哦，所以求主耶稣不要让我们穷的只剩下钱呐。
And we need to ask God to not let us be poor to the point where we only have money.
请问你今天你真正的财富在哪里？
And I ask you, where is your true wealth?
回家你看一看。
When you go home, take a look.
看一看你的先生，看看你的太太。
Look at your spouses.
看一看你的孩子。
Look at your children.
他们才是你真正的财富。
They are your true wealth.
思想一下，你人生到底更高的意义是什么？
And think about what the higher value in life is.
不是你的工作，不是你的事业。
It is not your job or
your career.
Career.
而是你的永生，而是你的盼望。
It is rather your eternal life and your hope.
在世有盼望。
To have hope in this world,
来世得永生
but to have eternal life in the life after,
生命有神看顾
and to have God looked after our life,
事事有神照管
and to have God take care of everything in our
这个就叫做幸福啊
this is called true joy,
这个才是价值啊
this is valuable.
所以当我们说要禁戒肉体的私欲啊
and here when it says abstain from fleshly lust,
他说这私欲是跟灵魂征战的
and these fleshly lust wars against the
soul. 里面有一个力量一直告诉你说去追求世界吧，去追求世界吧。
And there's a voice inside of you telling you to pursue after the world.
啊，但是我们要有智慧啊。
But we need to have wisdom.
神所赐的智慧告诉你，让你看得清楚啊。
To have the wisdom from God to tell so that we can tell the difference.
说这一切都是暂时的。
That all of these things are momentary.
看得见的都是暂时的。
All the things that we see are momentary.
那看不见的才是永恒的。
But what we don't see is eternal.
啊，所以我们要追求那个更美的。
We need to pursue after what is that cannot be seen.
哦，制服肉体的私欲。
And to abstain from fleshly lust.
追求属灵的永恒。
And to pursue after eternal life.
啊，十二节在这里最后告诉我们了。
Verse 12 is finally tells us.
他说：“你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们的，看见你们的好行为，就归荣耀给神了。”
In verse 12 it says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evil doers.
哦、所以在这里第四个告诉我们我们应尽的本分啊
And the fourth thing we need to do
就是你必须要品性端正啊
We need to have good works
啊使得众人因为看到你的好行为就归荣耀给神
So that when people see our good works they can give glory to God
一个品性端正的人
A person who have good works
不见得是一个信仰很好的人
Is someone who is not always someone who has good faith
不见得不一定哦一个品行为很好的人不见得他不代表他信仰很好
A person with good works isn't always someone who has good faith
但是一个信仰很好的人他行为一定要很好
But a person who has good faith will always have good works
一个人行为很好可能有很多的原因啊
A person may have good works due to many reasons
哦，可能他有什么目的在后面
They may have a deeper
motivation 只是你不知道他行为很好心不见得很好哦
They may have good works but their heart is not good
哦，他可能天生就是这种个性
They may naturally be like this.
所以一个人品性很好，不代表他信仰很好。
A person who has good works doesn't always mean that they have good faith.
但是我们从另外一方面来看哦。
But when you look at it from another angle.
一个人如果信仰很好。
If a person has good faith.
他一定会品性很好。
Then they will be a good person.
因为从里面发出来的生命，在外面的果实就表现出来。
For they are innately able to show all of the fruits.
所以一棵树如果充满了生命力。
If a tree has many has life,
它自然结出的果实就很美。
It will naturally bear fruits that are beautiful.
所以啊，如果我们今天啊品性不端正哦
，Today we have if we don't have good works,
不要讲说你祷告很多，你信仰很大，不用讲，这些都是废话。
And don't think that just because you pray that you have a good faith.
你不要说，哎呀，我常常祷告，我常常禁食啊。
Don't think you pray a lot and or you fast a lot.
法利赛人常常祷告，常常禁食啊。
Pharisees also pray a lot and fast a lot.
主耶稣怎么说
？And what did Lord Jesus say?
粉饰的坟墓啊。
And
whitewashed tomb.
And they were whitewashed tomb.
啊，为什么？
And why?
因为他们虽然有一些表现啊
，Even though they have good conducts,
啊，但是他都做给别人看的。
But they are doing it for other people to see.
啊，主耶稣说那个更重要的公义、仁爱，你通通都没有啊。
And the Lord Jesus said that they do not have love or righteousness.
啊，欺负孤儿寡妇，抢夺别人财富啊。
And they pick on widows and orphans and they steal from people.
啊，所以啊，因为缺乏了内在的生命力。
Because they lack the life from within.
哦，所以虽然哦，所以虽然圣经很懂
，and even though they have a great understanding of the Bible,
虽然道理很会讲
And they can preach a lot.
但是主耶稣说，你们内心里面都是死人骨头啊。
But Lord Jesus says your inside is full of dead bones.
他说呀，我们今天要品性端正哦。
Today we need to have good works.
不要以为说信仰我只要多祷告多聚会就可以啦。
And don't think that just because you pray a lot or you read the Bible
a lot. 如果你今天祷告起来就去跑去跟人家吵架。
If you pray and you get up and you go argue with
people. 你圣经读很多就拿圣经的话去骂人。
You read the Bible a lot and you use it to rebuke people.
那你的信仰有问题啊。
Then there's a problem in your faith.
哦，所以啊，不只是要懂圣经要聚会。
Not only do we need to know how to read the Bible and come to service.
并且要在祷告要在灵修之后能够活出一个不一样的生活来。
But rather after cultivating, we need to live a life of good works.
这叫做自然的。
This is natural.
就像一棵树。
Just like a tree.
它有阳光有雨水的滋润。
If the tree has water and sunlight.
里面有生命力。
It has life.
它自然而然会结出好的果子来。
It will naturally bear good fruits.
这叫做品性端正的人生。
And this is someone who has good conduct.
所以我们今天如果没有好行为啊。
If we do not have good conduct.
如果我们身旁的人啊。我们身旁的人都觉得。如果我们身旁的人都不喜欢我们啊
If the people around us do not like us,
啊，不管是教会或者是家里或者是工作哈
Doesn't matter if it's at home or at church or at work.
如果你是别人眼中的怪物啊
If you are despised by everybody around you,
啊，不管你说你多会灵修圣经有多懂啊
It doesn't matter how you cultivate or understand the Bible.
你的信仰都有问题啊
Your faith has issues.
因为在这里说话，你自然会品性端正的。
Here it says you will naturally have honorable conduct.
因为你是有新身份有新生命的人。
For you're someone who has new life and new status.
所以啊，一个人真正的信仰如何
？And for you to tell how good a person's faith is.
我们可能看不出来，我们可能不知道。
You may not be able to tell.
但是一个人如果生活的品性有问题
，But if a person has problems in their life.
常常跟人吵架。
And they often argue with people.
常常欺负别人。
They often pick on other people.
哦，找人麻烦，或者是占人便宜。
They would go take advantage of people or pick trouble.
还觉得自己很聪明啊。
They think that they're very smart.
他说这种人啊，不管你祷告多久，都是骗人的。
And this type of people, no matter how much they pray, they're all liars.
所以祷告的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of prayer?
祷告的目的是你跪下来求神帮助你的不足。
You pray so that God can help you with all of the things that are not good.
你站起来靠着神的能力改变你的个性。
And you stand up and you ask God to help you change yourself.
这才叫做灵修的功夫啊。
This is the purpose of cultivation.
所以在这第四个说你要品性端正。
And the fourth one is we need to have honorable conduct.
叫人看见你的好行为。
So that people can see our good works.
人就会归荣耀给神了。
So that people can give glory to God.
所以我们这里谈到有四个本分必须要做到的。
Here are four things that we should do.
要宣扬耶稣基督的美德。
First is to proclaim the praises of God.
要活出简单寄居的人生。
And to live a simple life.
要寻找更高生命的意义。
And to pursue after a higher meaning in life.
最后生活当中品性端正。
And lastly is to have honorable conduct in life.
好，让我们重新去思想一下自己的人生。
And so that we can all reflect upon our life.
请问你活出一个真以色列人的生活吗
？Have you truly lived a life of a true Israelite?
这个答案不需要给我。
You do not need to give me an answer.
你自己回答主耶稣。
You need to answer to the Lord.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
唱诗五十八首。
Let's sing 58.
耶稣的火把，火把。
And thank God now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中特别为教会的圣工发展来祷告。
And in our prayer, let's all pray for the Holy.
就像我们所知道的，现在纽约已经分成三个地方在聚会了。
As we all know, we have now split into three different locations.
当然一下子人各个区的人力一下子变得很少哦。
And suddenly all of the different areas suddenly has a lack of workers.
所以我们需要更多的弟兄姐妹愿意站出来，看见教会的需要，愿意站出来帮忙。
Therefore, we need many brothers and sisters because they have seen the lack in the church. They can stand step out.
在祷告当中也特别为法拉盛教会的会堂的整建的工作来祷告。
In our prayer, let's also pray for the renovation and flushing.
教会的每一步每一步。教会的成长，教会的每一步都是靠着祷告支撑起来的。
Every single step of the growth in church is through prayer.
所以我们有很多未知就将来接下来要怎么走，我们不知道
There are many things that we do not know what will happen.
所以只能祷告，求主耶稣帮助加添力量。
We can only pray and ask God to give us strength.
因为教会的发展是需要靠众信徒的祷告。
For the church to grow, it is through the prayer of the members.
我们在祷告当中也特别为一些身体欠安、心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
In our prayers, let's also pray for the brothers and sisters who are physically ill.
我们特别为陈贵如弟兄以及林世通弟兄来祷告。
Let's pray for brother Chen.
贵如。
贵如。
还有林世通弟兄。
And brother 林世通。
他们的身体欠安。
And their bodies are not feeling well.
我们需要主耶稣，我们求主耶稣能特别帮助。
And we ask the Lord to help.
按照主耶稣的旨意。
And according to his will.
求他施怜悯慈爱。
So that he can give love and grace.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.